Now time for Locker Room Chat, and I'm joined by John Thomas, the head boys basketball coach for Nemaw Central. After a week where they went 1-1, a loss against Houlton, giving up 61 points. Coach, what were your thoughts on your team's defensive efforts in that loss?
We were okay most of the ball game. I mean, it was a three-point ball game at the end of the third quarter. Still within four with about 5 minutes to go. The final score is not really indicative of what the game was like. It was a closer ball game than 18 points. Houlton has a very, very good defense. We struggled to get shots that we thought were good shots and had a few too many turnovers.
And unfortunately, you guys were able to turn that around and win a close one against Hiawatha. And, Coach, I mean, down the stretch, you guys were able to get some stops, get some points, and get the win.
Yeah, it was kind of a reversal of the night before at Houlton. I felt like at Houlton, the fourth quarter, Houlton hit a couple shots, and we started to panic and found ourselves falling behind quickly. And I felt like Tuesday night at Hiawatha, we did a better job of handling ourselves in the fourth quarter, and we were able to get a 9-point lead in the fourth quarter. And if it weren't for a couple banked in threes in the last 40 seconds, we pretty well had it in hand, I guess you could say, down the last couple minutes of the ball game.
And now three of your first four games within at least 10 points down the stretch, and like you said, it was close in the whole game. What does it say about your team's tenacity and willingness to fight in every single game they play in?
Well, basically everybody I put on the floor was part of the state championship football team, and obviously they know how to win. They know what it feels like to win. They understand what it takes to win, and so I think their ability to handle adversity is going to be a strength for us down the road, even though we didn't handle it very well last Friday at Houlton. But I do think that their experience in football is going to help us as we go.
Absolutely. And kind of talking about the senior leadership, how are those guys trying to keep their team focused as we have just two games left before the break? And then, with Christmas and the holidays and finals and everything, got to be pretty tough to stay locked in, I would imagine.
Well, I think it's been tough mentally, just because they were mentally exhausted coming in after football season. But, we just mentioned to the team last night in practice, the seniors really lead us really well by role models. They practice really hard. They play really hard. They everything they do, they put a lot into it. Whether it's a drill, whether it's a half court offense, whether it's we're going 5-on-5 full court, they're working their tails off all the time. And I think the younger guys are seeing that, and the younger guys are starting to pick up on that and working hard as well.
Coach, thank you so much for your time here today. I really appreciate it. And best of luck with your final two games before the break. And I hope you enjoy it and have a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
That was John Thomas, the head boys basketball coach for Nemaw Central High School, here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and How Exceed.